Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a creative, a feminist, and a pastor. In this week's Bible story, we hear how Jesus is a totally new kind of king, and a Holy Shenanigans story about finding real peace by unexpected means of missing puzzle pieces. This coming Sunday, the Mainline Church will celebrate Christ the King Sunday. This day is the end of the church calendar year, and on this day we lift up Christ as a very different kind of king. When I think of Jesus as king, my thoughts jump all over the place in Scripture, like the triumphal entry of Jesus riding the colt in Luke 19, or even the announcement of Jesus' birth in Luke 2, and that familiar refrain, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among whom he favors." But then another scripture comes to mind, in Luke 23. This is the story of Jesus' crucifixion, mocking, and public humiliation. He is insulted by soldiers gambling for his garments. And the thief is next to him shouting, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." This ugly, upsetting, and imperfect scene doesn't seem fit for a king, does it? But Jesus was not just any king. He was and is Christ the King. What does this mean, you ask? Well, Jesus is the one who serves others, the one who takes up the burden of others. And so this crucifixion story continues with the story of a second thief, this man also crucified beside Jesus. And while so many turned away from Jesus in this terrible moment on the cross, the second thief recognized this humble Christ the King. This thief recognized his need for him. This thief called out to Jesus for help. Somehow this second thief got it. He saw what Jesus was doing. He saw that he was Lord of the universe, King of kings, and refusing to swat his oppressors away. This is a very different kind of king, isn't it? And then we come to this week's text from John 18, where Jesus, Christ the King, tells Pilate that his kingdom is not of this world. Jesus' kingdom is one that turns our expectations of glory on its head. This king is one who comes to abide with us, to suffer with, and to understand what it is to be human. Jesus was a very different kind of king, one who meets us where we are, and invites us to bring the pieces of our lives to God and exchange those pieces for grace, for mercy, and for real peace. All of which brings me to a Holy Shenanigans story about puzzles, a missing piece, and peace. When my daughter was almost 1.5 years old, I was working hard on redecorating her bedroom. I bought some brightly colored fabric and sewed some curtains, and bought a new comforter for her toddler bed. To complete the decorating of this room, I'd come across a puzzle that matched the design in her curtains, and I spent many evenings working on this many-piece puzzle. I filled in the sky, the houses, and all the people in this colorful parade scene. But when I got to the place of the last piece of this puzzle, it was nowhere to be found. I searched our little apartment from top to bottom, emptied the trash, vacuumed every corner. I even checked inside the vacuum cleaner bag, but that missing piece of that puzzle was nowhere to be found. When this puzzle was finished, I had planned to seal this finished puzzle with puzzle glue, to frame it and hang it on my daughter's bedroom wall. But now my plans, along with that last piece of the puzzle, they were gone. For a day or two, I sulked about this missing puzzle piece. I even considered going and buying a duplicate puzzle, just so I could complete this puzzle perfectly. Then, all of a sudden, a new idea came to mind. What if I glued it together as it was, missing piece and all? As I looked at that incomplete puzzle, I said to myself, Tara, life is not perfect. There are many things that are missing and out of place. But this does not mean that you need to start over again. Maybe you should just start where you are. Use what you've already made. Keep moving forward. At first glance, I saw that incomplete puzzle as ruined. But at second glance, I started to see the incomplete puzzle with new eyes. So I did what any determined and thrifty mom of a toddler would do. I got out the puzzle glue and I sealed it as it was. The next day, I placed it in a frame and I hung it on that wall. When friends came over to see the room's transformation, I challenged them to try and find the missing piece in that puzzle. They could rarely find it. What I first thought was ruined became a focal point of that room, and it called me to not take myself so seriously. It called me to look at all the puzzles of life with a healthy portion of humility and grace. What I had wanted to be perfect had not turned out to be so, but making peace with the project helped me to see beauty and find peace in an unexpected, incomplete space. Jesus Christ the King makes peace in places that miss the mark. And so some questions to ask about missing pieces and missing peace. The missing pieces of life are often much bigger than the one I was searching for in that perfect space for my daughter to sleep and play in. But the lesson of looking for beauty in an imperfect world is one that is enormously important. Jesus Christ the King, in his conversation with the second thief on the cross, is the ultimate example of finding beauty in the midst of ugliness. Jesus has eyes to see and remember beauty where no one else could. Jesus Christ the King, a very different kind of king, does not shy away or ignore the pain and the chaos of that thief. Jesus does not ignore the pain and chaos of our lives. Jesus witnesses our pain and stays with us in it. Somehow, some way, Jesus sees us as we are and finds beauty and calls us beloved. When we hear of this new kind of King, Christ the King, who sees us as we are and meets us as we are, as we look sadly at our missing pieces, what kind of peace do you think he brings? How might Jesus help us, help you, help me, to see our missing pieces in a brand new way? So as we wrap up this conversation about missing pieces and looking for peace, of seeing beauty in unexpected places, I remember an old hymn. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? A constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. In this week where we celebrate a different kind of king, may Christ the King, Jesus, meet you where you are, as the sparrow, as the thief, as the one searching for peace in the broken, missing, and lost pieces of life. Peace be with you. You are a beautiful, beloved child of God, missing pieces and all. I'm your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. If you have a Holy Shenanigans story of your own that you would like the opportunity to record and share on an upcoming episode of this podcast, please reach out to us at holyshenaniganspodcast@gmail.com. To support the work of HSP, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.com. .org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.